Good Friday morning. Welcome to the Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Doing an outside, trying to get some sunrise behind me. So recording this a little early, but we'll see how it goes. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This morning, as I spent time with God, I'm continuing in the devotional journal, In Christ Alone. That's the one we did last. Living free and reigning with freedom when surrounded by enemies. Today's topic is living free to receive grace. But it's more than just receiving grace, but that's kind of where it begins. So many times we live life and we're unsure of what we deserve. Someone offers us something and we're a little unsure of whether to accept it or not. What strings are attached. We've grown up, at least I've grown up, with the idea that there's, nothing's really free. There's always a string attached. There's always a catch. And so I've kind of been conditioned to look for the underneath stuff, the fine print, if you will. And so for many, when it comes to receiving grace, particularly God's grace, we're a little bit unsure. What's the catch? Is it really free? Is there something that's expected that I cannot repay? God says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, the grace of God, is a free gift. And as we spend time gazing into the perfect law of God that gives freedom, we discover part of this freedom is this grace, this gift of God that forgives us, but more than forgives us, it accepts us as His own. When I think about receiving grace, I think of shortly after I got my driver's license. Leading up to that point, and I had my own car, but Mom and Dad were really clear that if I were in an accident, that they would take my license. And there was never a statement given as to for how long, but that I would lose my driving privileges based on their authority should I be in an accident. It wasn't long after I had my license that I was on a country road and took a corner a little too quickly, and it was a left-hand turn. The road just made a left-hand jog, and as I took that corner and thought I would imitate the dirt track drivers and just kind of let it slide around, it did a little more than slide around. It slid up across the embankment and then down a fairly steep hill into a fence from a farmer's field. We went up to the farmhouse and we tried to find a way to pull it out with the tractor, but it was just kind of wedged in there, that there wasn't a good way to do that without damaging it. And so we had to call the police and a tow truck, and actually we called the tow truck and they thought the police needed to be involved, I guess. But I went home that night a little later than I had planned because of all of this, and I remember walking into my parents' bedroom and just laying my keys on their nightstand and said I was in an accident. And their real question was, are you okay? Yeah, I'm okay. The car's okay. Kind of left it at that. Like I said, it was late, and The next morning, they gave my keys back and asked something about if I had learned anything or talked about it. But it was that expression of grace. I knew what I deserved because they had set the rules and they were very clear. But there was an understanding that what I deserved isn't necessarily what was best for me. In our relationship with God, we know we deserve punishment. We deserve death, eternal separation because of our sin. But God knows that that really isn't the best for us. And so in His mercy, in His goodness, He extends this grace that's not just a forgiveness, it's an acceptance of us as His own. Today, as we spend some time praying, I would encourage you to consider how God has poured out His grace upon your life. And that's where I think the real application comes. Because as difficult as it is for many to receive grace, to feel worthy, to accept the grace that God wants to offer, that difficulty just multiplies for many people when it comes to giving grace. When the Bible talks about giving to others just as we ourselves have received, it's not just talking about little stuff. It's not just talking about our possessions. It's not just talking about the comfort that we receive to comfort others with. But at the heart of it is the grace that we've received from God. To give grace to others because of God's grace extended to us. How are we doing at offering grace in this time of a global pandemic? Read different reports from the CDC that even question whether that term pandemic is a valid designation anymore. That the spread and the death rate and different things have plummeted to such an extent. And yes, I know cases are rising and you know, even that gets a rather interesting to decide how they define a case. But regardless of all of that, in the midst of this crisis, how are you and I doing at extending grace to those that are fearful, to those that are foolish, to those that are taking ultimate precautions, to those that are taking absolutely no precautions? You see, living life, receiving the grace of God, requires that we're willing to extend that grace to others. Today, you will have opportunities, and I'm guessing a number of opportunities, to extend grace. You see, life doesn't happen according to our timetable and our desires and our wishes. At least it doesn't for me. And I don't know too many people that it does. We get frustrated. We become weary. We find ourselves not only in the need of God's grace, but we find ourselves in the need of God, of the grace of others. And others find themselves in the need of the grace that we ought to be extending. To forgive just as God has forgiven us. To give hope just as God has given us hope. And so as you consider the grace of God poured out in your life, spend time today praying about how you will reflect that grace to others. How you will offer grace when none's deserved. That's the very definition of grace. It's an undeserved gift. And so if you wait until you deserve God's favor, you won't. If you wait to give favor to others until they deserve it, you rarely will. You see, it's undeserved. It's saying it's all right. It's okay. We can get through this. We don't have to agree. I can still be brother. I can still care about you. I can still be concerned. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that has extended grace to us. We know, I know I don't deserve it. That my life isn't perfect, it's sin. And even in my sin, you have offered a way, not just offered a way, you have paid the way for grace to be manifest and to be poured out into my life, into the lives of the people around me. And so, God, today, as we pray, I ask that you would help us to freely receive that grace that you have so abundantly offered. May we examine the things that keep us from receiving grace, that try to convince us we have to earn your favor. May we confess our sins to you, repent, change our way of thinking to such an extent that the guilt is gone, that guilt that becomes a barrier to what life ought to be as we live in your presence with your Spirit. Father, today as I pray, I also pray for so much of this world that we live in that is in uncertainty and changing times. I pray that we would be filled with the grace that we can share with people who we disagree with, just as much as we share that grace with those we do agree with. Father, that we would have a greater understanding of you and how much you love us. And that growing understanding would help us to understand others who are also pursuing you, but are at different places in their journey than what we are. Father, I pray for the children in our homes and in our communities, that they would know by example of adults and parents and caretakers that grace does exist, and that they can be free to receive that grace, and they can be free to give that grace. God, today as we spend time representing Jesus, may the things that are in our life, the cares that we shoulder, the heartache that we experience, the very task that we go about, in whatever approach that we take, may grace be in the middle of all of it. God, is I continue to pray that this virus would be gone. And until that day, may we not only learn the lessons we ought to be learning, but may we put them into practice. May we come out of this a more compassionate people, a more caring people, a more understanding people, a more grace-giving people. And God, as we do that, may we represent Jesus well. the grace that He's given to us. May we represent that grace in how we treat others. And may our entire life, our interactions with people, today specifically, may you open our eyes to see how grace makes a difference. And may you help us to humble ourselves before you and before others, so that we would accept this free gift and that we would give it. May we represent Jesus to such an extent that He is lifted up today, and that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Friday morning, devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.